Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big Ticket Morning Show, Queen Shamia Martin.
Hey, best friends.
Escape is here.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Looking all festive and fat around these parts. All right. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Yesterday, Latasha Scott stopped by, and we talked about a great deal of things that we've already discussed with you, but we asked her to leave you a message, something she wanted to leave for you, and we're going to play it for you, and then we want you to respond.
Yeah, because she actually said she would really like to have a sit down and get back on the same page. She hate that. She don't want y'all to, you know, tarnish the legacy.
So here is the message.
When we talk about our legacy, and when we think about the fans, let's really keep that in mind and not get so caught up in self. I mean, I'm talking about me included. You know, It's like when you think about how many people have talked about how we've gotten them through with the music, how a lot of people who've come to me and say, you know, I was going to take my life. So this is deeper than just us having this on the surface, you know, and we just got to get past it. At the end of the day, I think that we will.
Tiny?
Well, I mean, I can say that we've had plenty of sit downs.
Exactly. You know,
that's tons of them. But most of the time when we sat down, she didn't really want to talk. She was like, I got to pray about it. Or, you know, it was always something. So we could never really get to, you know, the real issues because she would always just cut it, you know, like, I just don't have time for this because I guess whatever her and Tamika was going through, she was saying, we haven't talked, and I'm just like, Tamika.
Okay, so you get mad, right? You're not going to come to work because you mad? You're not going to come to work because you mad?
No, you're not messing up my bad.
It doesn't matter about, you know, you have family problems. That's just an excuse. Right. You know what I mean? That's an excuse. Yeah. You're not going to stop working because of that unless you got other intentions.
Mm. I mean, you pretty much seen on the show when we was talking about, we was trying to talk, and she was like, I'm ready to go, or I'm going to pray about it. And, you know, that was...
She does have a gospel album coming out. And she did say she relied on her spirituality.
I think we spending a lot of time talking about Tasha, for real. Like, at the end of the day, you know, like Tiny said, every time we did try to have a conversation, she never really wanted to talk. The only time she will talk is if her man is around. Like, she won't really communicate with us. It got to the point where she wouldn't even let the business people talk to her. Everybody got to go through her people or go through whatever. Like, so.
You can't have a business and not communicate. Like, it doesn't make sense. We don't have the telephone number. Why you say it's about communication, but you change your number? And then my mom tells me, oh, I can't give you her number because she needs her peace. But we still have a business to run.
Well, that's your sister, though.
I can understand. Right. She said she needs her peace. I said, okay, whenever she's ready. Then she can give me a call.
I have sisters, and we definitely have had our arguments in the past. I will always have their numbers.
Yeah,
that don't make sense to me.
She changed it and won't give it to me.
So let me ask this question. As someone who has been hanging out with you around from record one.
Okay.
it's disheartening to see this play out publicly in general. And I want to know from you two first as a group, if there is a way to fix it and what needs to happen, and then you, Tamika, y'all are related. You know what I'm saying? That's your sister. That's your blood. Is there a way to fix the relationship with your sister? But with Candy and Tiny, like, what is there something specifically that can be done to fix the relationship?
You go.
Me and her, we have probably the best relationship at the group. So, you know. I mean, yes.
For sure, you got the number yesterday.
We could always have a sit down. We're always willing to sit down with her. It's not like we're like, oh, we won't sit and talk to you, Tasha. That's not the case. Her and Candy have always had this thing between them, and I think they could cordially work together. Mm. I know they'll never be on the same page and just be like lovey-dovey. I can't. I don't get that from them.
Right.
Because I thought they could, but they've shown me different.
Mm. yeah, I personally feel that. The thing with me and Tasha, like I'm very much fine with us being cordial and handling business. I think the last thing that happened, which has not played out on the show yet, it really bothered me because I don't feel like I trust her and her man.
Girl, give us a tea, girl. What happened?
You'll see when it play out on the show. Like I feel like when it comes to business, I don't trust them. You know what I mean? And it's hard for me, like, to be able to say, oh, I want to do shows with you, because now I got to think every time we do a show with you, do y'all have a side deal with the promoter or something like that? Mm. So it's just
not
like
side deals.
I don't trust that.
Well, but and here's the thing. Like, he's her manager, so, like, even though we may have put a manager in place, he's still always, you know, dealing with her stuff and, you know, speaking for her or whatnot. So I think that's what she's saying, that it just seems like it'll be a hard thing to pull back because – you know, no matter how we position the business, like, you know, she always, he's always going to be her go-to person. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know.
And involving they sell himself in our business.
Mm. To me, she's your family.
Yeah, this is family. This is really hard for me, y'all.
I mean, I can imagine. I can't imagine.
Before we started filming, I tried to sit down with her and talk to her. She didn't want to talk. It's like, what do you do when you call and nobody... She didn't want to mend it. She already had an agenda before she did the show. For her to tell Tiny, oh, I'm going to turn up on them. Like, who is them? Me and Candy, what you turning up on us for? Like, I haven't done anything. And that's the crazy part because I have put myself out there. Mm. You know what I mean? And... y'all make me mess up my makeup.
You still cute,
like a,
though.
I'll be looking like a scarecrow when I finish. But it's hard. You know, I'm constantly praying, and, you know, I'm just waiting for God to tell me what to do. But I'm still going to love my sister. I still pray for her. I even pray for her husband. Even after forgiving them, I still pray for them.
Where's your mom's at?
I'm jealous.
Wow.
I'm jealous.
Your mom says that you're jealous? Wow.
That's not cool.
It's hard. It's hard.
I'm sorry, girl. That's not cool.
I mean, again, from the outside looking in, as everyone watches it develop on this show, people are going to form opinions and take sides, unfortunately.
Yeah, but as a mom, I'm supposed to be a mediator. I got two daughters now. If they grow up, I don't want them to be against each other. It's my job to mend them, the relationship, and make it work. And it's definitely not my job to make one daughter feel less than or inferior or of the other one. You get what I'm saying? Mm. So to tell one daughter that she's jealous of the other daughter, why? You come from the same...
I can't womb. Answer that from her mother's
You are
standpoint.
Both great in right. your own right. Like, mm-hmm. you're both amazing artists, great women, women of God. Like, you shouldn't feel less than ever and should never make anybody, even your mom, make you feel like that. And I'm sorry you're having to deal with that. That's not okay. And you have every right to be in your feelings and emotional about it.
I don't see a way around. You're saying to sit down is possible, but... It ain't never going to be what it used to be.
Every time we had a conversation during the filming, it was an argument. We never had one conversation through the whole time where it was, like, peaceful.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we couldn't get far because she didn't.
And the big thing is, the big thing for us is just owning up to what we're doing, just being grown women. We are grown women. We're not puppets. We don't need nobody to speak for us. Our husbands, before we were married to any of our husbands, we were escaped. So to not respect us as businesswomen, and we got to talk to your husband who's done a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, to a lot of stuff that we've all forgiven for, and have to continue to deal with this, it's not fair to us. None of our husbands are involved.
Rocky, you don't need to call me because this the math ain't mathing, child. I need to talk to you again.
I'm sad that we're at the place that we're at. Again, having known, you know, all of you 20 plus years and seen the evolution, the growth individually and as a collective, it just bothers me to see us at this point. I'm sure it bothers y'all to be at this point.
Yeah.
Not you. Really? You're over it?
I am over it because it's just like a constant, you know what I mean, back and forth. It's never can be peaceful for too long. And then I'm just going to keep it all the way 100. I felt like it was even more drama because she knew that she had her solo project coming into the show. I felt like that's why she was giving us her behind the kiss. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, it was like history repeating itself, you know? Like, when she thinks she don't need us, then she be extra like, yeah, I don't want to talk, or yeah, I'm this, you know what I mean? But it's like, for what, though? Like, you can do your solo project or whatever you got going on and not give all this extra attitude you giving us right now. And we didn't even know coming into the show that she had this deal happening.
Oh,
we found out during the show, but what I'm saying is that the same way she did years ago when she got the solo deal and would start acting crazy with us, same way she's doing now. I that's just my personal opinion. Now it's like, now she's saying, oh, no, no, I want to be back, blah, blah, blah. But it's just like, yeah, but when you first got that deal, you was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do any shows. Her people told us they'll let us know when she's available.
Oh.
So it's just like, why do you come on
TV? But not even just that. Her husband was going to promoters saying last year, oh, Tasha's not available. I mean, you could try to get the other three, but it's no escape without Tasha because she's the Beyonce of the group. Like, what? Several promoters have come back and told us this, trying to stop our paper.
Oh.
So she didn't want to do no shows last year. Because they had a point to prove. I don't know why, but to do that, this is who you want to manage you, the person who's dogging us out, saying we can't go on without her. But God had blessed us to get it together, and we've been doing shows with us three, and we've been killing it.
The truth is, the promoter that they fell out with, he actually decided to take a chance on the three of us because everybody was kind of scared after hearing, you know, the backlash. They were, oh, it ain't no escape without Tasha. So,
and Rocky told you the same thing.
Yeah. He did. He was like, I don't know how y'all think y'all going to do it without Tasha because, you know what I'm saying? Who's gonna be able to replace?
You should let Tip call him then.
But I mean, you know,
babe, I know the king would have gave him
you
a word.
You start stuff.
And I mean, you know, so shout out to the promoter that took a chance on us three, and then we were able to like get ourselves together and really show people that we can do it with just us three. Like, you know, y'all said we couldn't.
I ain't, baby, when I said y'all been doing it, and you been holding down the whole Scott family, okay?
Right.
So
doing it for the whole family. Talking, baby.
Be like, who's so, and now I, it's to the point where I'm like, wait, who was the original part? Who did that belong to again? You had to run it back with your, you know, the verses. So I'm like, you singing your parts, I mean, the same. Like, your sister parts, too. It's like, oh, yeah, you been had that voice. So, I mean, I'm praising God for Jesus letting us hear your voice, like, right, in that way. Because you weren't singing those parts, but now you're doing it. And I'm like, and you are killing them.
Killing it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, okay. It doesn't seem, and I'm going to pray that there is a possibility of reconciliation. But I don't know if it's going to be. I love all four of you. I want it to be what it was, but if it can't be, I wish you all your individual and collective success.
I think everything needs time, you know, overall, because, I mean, we done been through a lot of ups and downs and big arguments and whatever fallouts. So everything needs time. Right now, it's very, very sensitive.
Oh, yeah. And that's the reality show. I mean, makes it like that. When you do a part two, though, a season two, if it's offered.
I wouldn't want to. I didn't want to do the first this season.
Is there a movie?
I really don't want to do that either. I just feel like all of that, it makes more turmoil when we continuously keep bringing
rehashing
stuff.
Well, I don't mind the movie. I just feel like the movie, I think the movie should be done, honestly.
Too,
more so
sure.
A series if I could have it my way, because I feel like it's going, you know, it's a continuation of what's going on with us. But
that story is still being told.
Yes, but the only issue that I have is us telling the truth. Everybody being open and honest enough to say, okay, this happened and we can tell it, you know what I'm saying? Because it actually is our story. I don't want us to have to sugarcoat it because maybe she don't want this out or you don't want this out. Like, we really want to be able to give the real because the story is a hell of a story, you know?
And we don't really say everything that we could say. So if we did, then people's feelings would really be hurt. Dang, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you talking about doing a movie.
Wait, this ain't even all of it?
No. You would be shocked.
Iceberg.
Good Lord. Well, we love you. Escape, make sure you're checking out the Queens of R&B on Bravo with SWV. What you got coming up?
Oh, gosh. Ooh. I'm shooting a movie right now.
Yes.
Got offset about late last night. I had to come up here. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, congratulations.
And, of course, I got my seasons, Tamika Scott, Southern Fuse.
I need some of them.
Yes. Okay, go to SouthernFuse.com, and I have my cookbook. Table Set Cooking with Tamika Scott.
Amen.
And I just directed my first video.
Come on, lady. Hey.
Sunshine. Y'all go to Sunshine. That's my husband's inspirational hip hop song.
Okay.
Y'all make sure y'all
I love
go. You follow my YouTube, The Real Tamika Scott. And, you know, I always get my intake on the shows, you know, my heartfelt intake on the shows. Okay. And I just uploaded one. Season 2. So y'all go check that out on my YouTube.
I'm gonna start doing tiny takes because everybody doing their input but me.
I like tiny takes.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that's cute.
But more than that, y'all, we got shows coming up.
We got shows
with the three of us. I think our first show is
go to Ticketmaster.com and get the whole list.
Too many
it's a whole
shows.
List of shows. Y'all make sure y'all come out. We got DC, we got South Carolina, we got a lot of shows coming
Chicago.
Up.
Chicago. Coming to one of those shows on the road.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna come to one of y'all shows on the road. Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, since they are promoting their YouTubes, you know, I gotta speak on it. You know,
don't fall early
in the morning.
About to fall.
But yeah, speak on it. I do the reviews for the show every week as well on my YouTube page, Candy Online. And then my husband and I just produced a movie.
Yes, y'all did.
Shamia's in it. Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. But, and right now I'm filming The Shy as well as A La Carte, two scripted shows that I'm on. So life is good. Life is life.
Yes, yes.
But we love you. Thank you for the honesty, the transparency. I thought you did yours.
She
my man.
Tiny living a life. She don't know which house
bring
you want.
But huh?
I said you living a life. You don't know what house you want to be in. I be calling. Where you meet? Where
five
you meet?
Houses.
Yeah, five houses.
I got Zonique's project coming out soon. We're working on it. It should be coming out March the 24th or somewhere like that. Sephora song EP. It's called The Breakup. I'm sorry. The Breakup. It's coming.
Yay.
I can't forget Young Naya. My baby Young Naya. What's up, Young Naya?
Come on, mama. Hey.
Please, let me give a shout out to my son. It's his birthday today, Damani.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Damani.
His birthday the same day as my husband.
Yay.
Yeah, wow. Good people. Shout him out,
good
though.
People. Good
happy
people.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Big Winston.
Listen,
I love you, babe.
Happy birthday. We love you all. Thank you for the honesty, transparency, friendship, and what you have given to the culture, the fabric of R&B over these last 30. We love you. I hope the fences get mended, but if they don't, again, each of you collectively and individually continue to do your thing.
Thank you.
Amen. Escaping the building with the Big Ticket Morning Show. We'll be back with Mo next on V103.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.